Hello,
my name is Chris and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Daniel Dunphy?
Speaking.
Thank you very much. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
35.
Thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Is it marble mason, refractory bricklayer, cement mason, stone mason?
Bricklayer
only or refractory bricklayer?
No, it's just bricklayer.
Thank you. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey or level mechanic, apprentice, finisher or helper, or improver?
I was a foreman.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No.
Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
I'm retired now.
Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for a non-union contractors over the past year?
Never.
Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
More.
More construction. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
There are less.
Less. Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No.
Yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
About the same.
Thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Stay about the same.
Now we're going to switch gears a bit. Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Is it dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, something else, or do you have no real concerns on the job?
No real concerns.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
And did you attend that meeting in person or online?
In person.
Thank you. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing, yes or no?
Yes.
Picketing?
No.
Political canvassing?
Yes.
Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
As I said, I'm retired from work.
Okay, that's fine. Now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. The list that we have is print or online newspapers, radio, local TV news programming, cable news, friends and neighbors, or the internet or social media. Now please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source that you are least likely to get your news from. So which one should be the first?
Probably the newspapers.
The newspapers. After newspapers, which source is the more, are you most likely to get your news from? Is it radio, local TV news programming, cable news, friends and neighbors, or the internet or social media?
Internet, social media.
After the internet or social media, which is the source that you are most likely to get your news from? Is it
local news?
Local news. And after that?
Probably cable news.
Cable news. And after cable news?
What else do I have left?
Between radio and friends and neighbors, which one is the most likely to get your news from?
Radio. And then friends and neighbors.
Thank you very much. So we have first, print or online newspapers. Second, the internet or social media. Third, local TV news programming. Fourth, cable news. Fifth, radio. And last one is friends and neighbors.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, which of the following issues matters to you most right now? Is it immigration, jobs and the economy, support for labor unions, healthcare,
support
education,
support for labor.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, the BAC supports the application of the Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes, I have.
And have you heard a little about it, some about it, or a lot about it?
A little about it.
Thank you. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I believe the Democratic Party.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
The Auto Workers.
And do you support that side somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Thank you. Now, please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall?
I approve.
And do you somewhat approve it or strongly approve it?
I strongly approve it.
Thank you. What about the job he has done on immigration?
I approve it.
Strongly approve it or somewhat approve it?
Somewhat.
What about the job he has done on support for labor unions?
I approve it strongly.
Thank you. What about the job he has done on the economy?
I strongly approve it.
Foreign affairs?
I strongly approve it.
And healthcare?
I strongly approve it.
Thank you very much. And do you disapprove or approve the way Congress is handling this job?
I disapprove of what they're doing.
And do you disapprove it somewhat or strongly?
I strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now changing a bit of the topic, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote?
I'm certain to vote.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yes.
Turning back to the BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Is it excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
They're excellent.
I'm sorry, you cut off?
I said they're excellent.
Okay, thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, we still have a few more questions to go, but I just wanted to take a few seconds to thank you for your patience. Now, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
How can they improve their presentation? They do a fantastic job as of right now.
And if you were to suggest improvements, what would you say?
Maybe more social media.
More social media presence.
Yes.
Thank you very much. So your answer was they do a fantastic job as of right now, but maybe they could do more social media presence.
Yes.
Thank you. And similarly, an open-ended question, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? Or what is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Just fighting for union rights and non-union jobs.
Non-union jobs. Do you have an idea of how they could do that?
By picketing.
By picketing. Thank you very much. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Union meetings, job site, mail, text messages, or email?
Emails and text messages and mail.
Oh, but what is your preferred way?
The My preferred way is
yeah.
U.S. mail.
Okay, thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Four or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
Four times a year or more.
Thank you. And now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
A Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Thank you. Just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
White.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Daniel.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So I want to thank you for your participation, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Cool.
Thank you.